Wham! Talk 1600. You're catching the drift. Conservative talk. Intelligent conversations on local, state, and national issues with Gary Wellings, chief editor of the Current newspaper and Current Online. Join in the conversation at 734-822-1600. And now, your host, Gary Wellings.
Hey, and good Saturday afternoon. Thanks for tuning in to Catch Our Drift. Joining me in studio, whoopsie, Ed Bondarenka.
Howdy.
Howdo.
Welcome to warm weather. Spring is only 30 degrees away.
Positively balmy.
Yes. Oh, I was driving. I went through the, picked up our coffees, right? And I left the window down. Yeah. It was so warm in the truck, yeah. I left the window down.
It's all a matter of perspective, right? 50 yeah. degrees yep. in the fall feels cold as all get out.
48, 50 and degrees t-shirts now.
This time yeah. of year is like, ooh, it's balmy. Unzipping the jacket, yep. not wearing a jacket. I'm
Except
dealing
in
with
here.
This, yeah, well, other than this 17 degree below we had earlier in the week,
yeah,
it's been a pretty decent winter. So, all right, well, what we do on the Drift every Saturday is go over the news we put on thedailydrift.com. It's
the news you need to know.
Well done. And it's the news from around the world, across the country, and right here at home sometimes. So www.thedailydrift.com. Check it out. And we've got a lot to cover this first half hour before Congressman Tim Walberg is calling in. And per Dick last hour, we'll have to remember, I wrote it down, we've got to ask him about that background check too. So, but let's take care of a little business. If you're tired of the public school system turning your children into young communists and socialists, which is yep. what they're doing, let's be
yes,
honest.
Social indoctrination right? centers.
Social, that's great. Social indoctrination, SIC, sick.
Yes, yeah. yes, it is sick, yeah.
Yeah. Cheryl Stockwell Preparatory Academy. It's private school, but it's paid by the state income, right? Or state yeah. taxes. So you don't have charter. To come out of, it's a charter school. You don't have to come out of your pocket for it. So if you're tired of putting your kid into a propaganda factory, which is what many public schools, not all, not all, but many, and especially some teachers, if you're unhappy with it, it's tuition fee, 20 plus years in the making, 810-225-9940. Give them a call and just say, hey, what's the deal? I'm thinking about getting my kid out of the public school system. Or you can go to csaschool.org, csaschool.org, 810-225-9940.
Talk to the principal, Steve. He's a great guy.
Yeah. Do your kids a favor. I mean, really. And let me just give a quick reminder to folks, the most important elected positions in our country, school board. Because that's what the socialists and the communists have done. They have taken over our schools. They have taken over our universities. And so if you want to run for office, it doesn't cost a lot of money to win a school board position. Put together a group of people, three, four, whatever it takes to take over the school board and bring it back to real education.
As long as you're up for a fight.
You'll be up for a fight. Yep. Absolutely you will. Okay, so
anything interesting in the news this week?
A lot. And horrified. Steve Gruber this week, horrified as well. We heard about New York passing that abortion legislation a couple weeks ago. Governor signing
legalized
it.
Murder.
Proudly signing it.
Yeah, legalized murder.
Legalized murder that you can now abort children right up to birth in New York. And
unlike Virginia where you can abort them after birth.
I wanted to ask you just real quick. Ask a prayer. Give us a prayer
yeah.
for what we've done in this country because I'm sickened right now.
Father, we come before you right now and we ask that you would move upon the people in this country and bring them to a position where they recognize their dire need for moral guidance and that you would give them that guidance and that we would see a change in our state legislatures, our federal legislatures, and that murder would no longer be allowed. Amen.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you.
I really am upset, and you can see it in my face.
Yeah,
right now.
Yeah. That's unusual for you. Usually you're angry, not so somber.
Yeah.
But I'm angry. I've been angry all week. I've been so angry it's been carrying into other parts of my life where it's not right.
Yeah.
But it's just...
So let's start with a quick track of let's kind of recap what happened in New York. Derek, you got track one ready? This is what New York did about 2 weeks ago, proudly so, and they lit up the Freedom Tower One,
yeah,
whatever, in pink,
yeah,
for this and celebrated it. Go ahead and play it.
Another New York national precedent will be established, the most aggressive women's equality platform in the nation is going to be in law in this state. And that's the way it should be.
Said Michael
New York
Corleone.
Passing a sweeping abortion law, allowing many abortions up until the day of the baby's birth. The move sparking outcry all across the country, with many Americans asking, how is this okay?
So you can now kill an infant in the womb,
mm-hmm,
right up to birth, lady in labor, in New York. That is the law. That is legal. America, you need to ask yourself, what have we become when we're killing our own babies?
Democrats, walk away. Walk away now. Howard Schultz, walking away from the Democrats. He's not becoming a Republican, but he's walked away from the Democratic Party.
It's absolutely disgusting. It's disturbing. And they double down on it. The Democrats, they say nothing. They're perfectly okay. And what keeps coming back to me is, Why would you want this kind of legislation? What is the purpose of killing an infant? Yes, please.
Yeah, sure. Well, Action T4, that was the Nazi program for eliminating birth defects, okay? It was inspired by Margaret Sanger, okay, and Planned Parenthood. So Hitler actually took that from America. Okay, so Action, A-K-T-I-O-N, T4, was the program where they killed people, babies with Down syndrome, other deformities. Have you seen the video of the Clemson Tigers equipment manager?
Mm.
Okay, I was shocked. The guy is going to college. He's a Down syndromes kid.
Yeah.
He's going to college. He's successful. The whole team is thrilled with him, and they got him tickets to the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
And under these kind of laws, what I was going to say was I'd heard from other sources that they're not looking for – they don't think we should be looking for a cure for Down syndrome so much, because we're going to be eliminating all the Down syndrome babies by detection inside the womb and then basically aborting them. So there won't be any Down syndromes. And that kid wouldn't be there.
Yeah. And I don't understand, because you know what? So many children with Down syndrome, they may look a little different, but there's nothing wrong with them.
Yeah.
Why would you say that's qualification for not allowing them to live? There's nothing wrong with many of those kids.
I just posted it on
even
Facebook.
Even the ones that do have a problem, it's part of life, folks. We're mm-hmm. not all perfect.
Yeah, I'm not.
Neither am I. Look
Ask
at me.
Ask anybody who knows me.
You know?
Yeah. Oh, you're certainly not perfect.
Absolutely. So let's go to the abortion law. And Delegate Trang in Virginia, Tran. Derek, you got that? This is in committee. She's being grilled by one of the other committee members as to what her law means. Go ahead and play track two.
How late in the third trimester could a physician perform an abortion if he indicated it would impair the mental health of the woman?
Or physical health.
Okay.
Okay.
I'm talking about the mental health.
So, I mean, through the third trimester. The third trimester goes all the way up to 40 weeks.
Okay, but to the end of the third trimester.
Yep, I don't think we have a limit in the bill.
So,
can't speak.
Where it's obvious that a woman is about to give birth, she has physical signs of that she is about to give a birth, would that still be a point at which she could request an abortion if she was so certified? She's dilating.
Mr. Chairman, that would be a decision that the doctor, the physician, and the woman would make.
I understand
make
that. I'm
point.
Asking if your bill allows that.
My bill would allow that, yes.
At least she answered the question. Now, I don't know if you saw Tucker Carlson last night, the night before.
Mm-hmm.
Might have been the night before. I didn't want to bring the audio in because it's rather long, where he asked this one Democrat activist about this. And he asked, so what do you think about this? Killing a baby in the third trimester after it's in the, just inches away from, you know,
making it.
Making it, yeah, right. Making it across the safety line, maybe, except for in Virginia, which, you know, what's his name, the governor there?
Northam?
Northam, yeah. He says, oh, no, afterwards, we'll make a decision afterwards.
Yeah.
All right? So this woman, you know, Tucker's asking this woman, so what do you think about this? And every talking point in the world will not answer the question, refuses to answer the question, and even brings up global warming, brings up everything and his brother, even Trump.
Yeah.
But nothing will not answer the question Tran just answered. Yes.
Yeah.
It will kill them.
Now, to her credit, if you watch that video, and you can Google it on YouTube, it's right there. Just put Delegate Tran in and abortion, and it'll pop up, and you can see her face, and you can see her uncomfortable, and whether she's uncomfortable because she's caught or whether she's uncomfortable because she didn't take it into effect or whether she's now just uncomfortable because she has to spill her guts about the truth.
Her co-sponsor bailed, says, I didn't know that was in there.
But, huh? And that goes to tell you that why are you people making things so complicated and voting and sponsoring bills that you don't know what's in there?
Yeah.
Hey, come on, people.
Well, you got to pass it to know what's in it.
Right. We're talking about murdering. This is murder, you know. And we've got the track from Northam. Caught on this. This is from KTTAB, I think, or whatever it is. KKTB. Derek, you got track three. This is Governor Northam who supported this. And this is what you were just talking about. Go ahead and play that.
So in this particular example, if a mother is in labor, I can tell you exactly what would happen. The infant would be delivered. The infant would be kept comfortable. The infant would be resuscitated if that's what the mother and the family desired. And then a discussion would ensue between the physicians and the mother. So I think this was really blown out of proportion.
Blowing what out of proportion? A baby was just born. Whether it's impaired, whether it's physically something wrong with it, whatever, you just birthed the baby.
Mm-hmm.
Now the doctor and the mom, whether she's got mental issues or physical issues, whatever, as they said in that first, if there's physical issues, at 9 months, you can do a C-section if you have to, get the baby out safely and get it taken care of. If there was a real issue, you waited 9 months?
There never is. There never is.
Yes. Come on, folks.
Many doctors have said there's never any medical reason.
I'm horrified. And I want the American people to understand that you are murdering babies. And I can't understand how anybody. We're human beings. This is what separates us from the animals. We don't eat our young. We don't kill our. Maybe some people in this country are eating our young. I don't know.
Well, yeah. But you've got to understand, there's something even more horrific than this, right? There's something more horrible than this that has since come to light about this governor. He once wore blackface or a Klan robe.
Yeah, and I put
that's
this out on—
That's really horrible.
Yeah. You know, and this is what the Democrats do, right? Little smoke and mirrors. Let's confuse the situation. Let's hide this fact that we're killing infants after they're born.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to hide this by saying, oh, let's make him the fall guy. We got a picture of him in blackface or a KKK robe. Yeah, listen, he did something in college and it was a lapse in judgment, he's a moron, he was thinking he was funny, it was racist, whatever. It's not even close to killing a baby, folks. It's not even close.
And you know what? They won't accept his apology over that the way they accepted, like we were saying, Richard Byrd's apology for being a Klan leader. You know, he gets the big...
Senator Richard Byrd, folks, if you don't know,
West Virginia,
was a Klansman.
Yeah.
And he was Hillary Clinton's mentor.
Yes.
And we don't see Hillary Clinton resigning from whatever she did back in the day. She never apologized for calling him a great human being and her mentor.
Mm-hmm.
Senator Byrd was never asked to resign because he was an actual member of the KKK, not just dressing up as a KKK guy.
But, you know, if they can get rid of Northam over this college thing he did, if they can get rid of him now, then they don't have to answer the questions, what do you think about what he said? Because like you were saying, did you have those clips about people denying they knew what?
No, I haven't. I don't have that.
Okay. No. Nancy Pelosi has asked, so what do you think about what Northam said? Oh,
I haven't seen it.
I haven't seen it. I haven't heard anything about that. Are you really? Yeah, I guess you are that stupid, but nonetheless.
Yeah. Outrageous. All right. Let's take a call from Joe in Wyandotte who wants to talk about abortion. Go ahead, Joe.
Hey, Joe.
Yeah, I wanted to make two points about Cuomo, but all of them, they have to lie to themselves as well as others about what abortion really is. Because, like with the Gosnell jury, and I'll leave that up to Ed to expound on later, like we did on the Abolitionist Roundtable this morning, they have to lie to themselves about what it is. The two points, Cuomo hiding behind the Dodge. It's a woman's choice issue. Number one, no, that child has its own DNA, its own blood type, and shortly after birth into the gestation process, it has its own heartbeat. It's in the woman. It is not the woman. Two, the Dodge that it's a health care issue. Pregnancy is not a disease. It's nothing like removing a cancer. It is not health care. It is murder.
Yeah.
I'm not arguing. Simple.
How can a liberal argue against that? Yeah, other than like the Tucker Carlson moron wandering off into the weeds into the usual Dodge talking points.
Yeah. Yeah. That was just so. And I don't know why he doesn't cut the mic on those people. I get so infuriated that he doesn't cut their mic, cut the camera. You won't answer the question. You're just going to put out your talking points. Cut the camera, say goodbye, leave. Do a Mark Levin.
Yeah, he wants to keep giving them the rope to hang themselves. But again, bring up Gosnell. They want to legalize what Gosnell did.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And the jurors on the Gosnell trial, by a deal with the between the prosecutor and the judge, said all the jurors had to be pro-choice because they thought it would be the only way he got a real trial of his, quote, peers. Well, after that trial, after being forced to deal with the reality of abortion rather than the lies they told themselves to be pro-choice, they all became pro-life.
Yep. Yeah. Yep. Unanimous. It's a unanimous decision.
Yeah. I get this from some Republicans who are not quite pro-lifers,
agnostic,
right? Whatever you want to call them. They say, oh, you know, let's go to Freakonomics and talk about crime rates are low because we killed 70 million people who may have become criminals or whatever.
So in the same
breath, these same people that say this, that abortion is okay because it made crime rates lower, that's the pie in the sky. You don't know that it's a fact, are the same people who say, let's bring in millions of people from other countries who don't share our values to do the jobs that maybe we as Americans, if we'd given birth to these people, we would have people to work our jobs. Yes, you'd pay more for your fruit if an American was picking it. But on one hand, you're killing 70 million possible Americans and then substituting them with, what, another 20, 30 million foreigners?
You bring up something very, very interesting. Joe, you're the movie guy. Besides me, but you're the movie guy. Have you seen Infinity Wars?
Yes, I saw that.
Okay, so here's the deal. You talk about killing all these people so crime will go down. That's a Malthusian solution. A friend of mine, the guy in Switzerland I tell you about.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, he's all about Malthusian death cults. Okay, so let's lower the population. We have limited resources. And so this, you know, let's abort babies so that we have less trouble in the world. This very, very popular movie, Infinity Wars, I'm sure most people have seen it by now, is about this guy named Thanos, which is Greek for death. Okay, this all-powerful character. He's trying to get these five stones. And when he gets these stones, he'll be able to do what he really wants to do. And you'd think it'd be rule the universe. No, it's to cut the population of the universe in half. And this gives him the power to do it. He sees that as the only way of bringing peace.
Yeah.
And at the end of the movie, you see all, I'm sorry, spoiler alert, cover your ears, but this is important to the point. At the end of the movie, he wins, and you see all these characters vaporize.
They just disappear.
They just disappear. Yeah. And he sits down and he goes farming.
Yeah. And you know what, Mike? Go ahead.
Harry touched on another important point, too, because he brought up crime. Think about this. Liberals oppose lethal injection killing of convicted killers, but they now support the lethal injection killing of innocent unborn children.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Innocent. Did nothing wrong.
Yeah.
No due process. that I'm a man, I've got no say in the matter. I'm sorry, I have every say in the matter about murdering another human being. And also, by your libtard rules, I can self-identify as a woman right now and therefore have a say. Check me.
Ouch.
You know, Alabama just gave personhood to everybody in the womb. The exact opposite of New York and Virginia.
No, good for Alabama.
Yes.
Thank God for them.
Yeah. Let me go. So you know what I thought after I saw the end of Infinity Wars?
Hmm.
I thought, here's a guy who's got the power to eliminate half the population across the galaxy, right? If he's got that kind of power, why didn't he just double the number of worlds? Or double the number of food or the amount
resources,
of whatever.
Yeah. Because he's Thanos. All he has the power of is death. That's a very good point. All these abortionists, all these Malthusians have the power of is to kill. In fact, that's what Satan does, deceive, kill, and destroy. I mean,
which brings me to the point, okay? And I hate to, you know, Gary with his tinfoil hat. It's Conspiracy Saturday, right? Why are we killing babies? Please, somebody tell me. I know Planned Parenthood makes money off of cord blood, stem cells, whatever else.
Hearts, livers.
What else is going on that they want to increase this now so that we can actually kill a baby at term or after birth? What is going on in this country and around the world that we now want to kill infants?
The more they're grown, the more they have. We're lit up here with
all right. Yeah. So, left. Joe, thanks for the call, man.
See
we're going to try and get some of these
take
other
care,
calls
guys.
In.
Love you.
All right. Love you.
These,
take care.
The older the fetus, the more value.
I guess. Alex, welcome to the show.
Oops.
Alex, welcome to the show.
Alex.
I lost Alex. Okay. Well, anyways, get complicated. I am mortified that we're doing publicly. They're doubling down on the killing of babies. I'm just mortified that that can happen.
Yeah.
You know? I don't understand it. And I want people to think long and hard. I hate to be that conspiracy guy, but something, you know, I follow Q and the posts and whatnot. And, you know, people, you know, Gary, you're putting your tin foil on again.
There's something there.
There's something going on in this country and around the world at the top echelons of power, and whether it's the Rothschilds or the George Soroses or the Clintons or what, I don't know. There's something you have to ask yourself, why this continued push for child open borders, child sex trafficking, a babies being
it's
aborted.
It's a spiritual component, man. The prince of the power, the power of the princes of the air is the way the Bible puts it. There's a satanic influence in this culture.
Yeah.
So is he back?
Yeah, I got it. Alex, welcome to the show.
Hello?
Hey, go ahead, Alex.
Ken from Livonia.
Oh, hi, Ken.
Well, as someone who is definitely pro-life, anti-abortion, one thing I wanted to say is don't get your blood pressure raised. Because one thing we have to keep in mind, too, is the souls of every baby that is aborted goes to heaven, is with the Father.
That doesn't console me at all.
And the thing that I try to keep in mind, now there again, I am definitely pro-life. If a baby is aborted, they're spared the hell of having to live here on Earth.
And, oh, I'm sorry, Ken. By that rationale, let's just really abort everybody.
What I'm saying is, yes, you should fight against abortion, but I don't think we should damage our health at the same time by raising our blood pressure.
Yeah, I get what you're saying. I get what you're saying. But, you know, I think it's God's will. If a pregnancy occurs, I'm assuming it's God's will, right?
Well, God knows us from the beginning, so obviously life begins the moment of conception.
Yeah.
And I will say again that if a woman has an abortion, without question, it is murder.
All right.
See you,
thanks
Ken.
For the call, Ken. All right, and we'll see all of you on the other side of the break.
People are always always on the move, driving to work, hauling the kids to practice. How do they keep up to date? They listen to Wham Talk 1600 just like you. If you're a business owner, your message can reach these people wherever their travels take them. People tune to Wham Radio for intelligent conversation with hosts like Joe Pags, Glenn Beck, Theron X, and Dana Lesh. And they'll stay tuned for your message as well. Call 734-971-1600 today and advertise your business on Wham Talk 1600 and whamradio.com.
Fox News, I'm Carol McHugh. Virginia Governor Ralph Northam says he'll release a statement at 2:30 in response to the uproar over a racist photo from 35 years ago. In it, Northam appears in either blackface or KKK robes. He's apologized, but apparently it's not enough.
He is facing a growing tidal wave of calls for him to resign, though, including from several top leading 2020 Democratic candidates, including Julio Castro, Senators Kirsten Gillibrand, Cory Booker, and Kamala Harris. And the president of the NAACP has weighed in as well, tweeting, "Blackface in any manner is always racist and never okay, no matter the party affiliation. We cannot stand for such behavior."
Fox's Garrett Tenney. Speculation as to whether President Trump will use the State of the Union to call for a national emergency over the southern border.
He says he's prepared to declare a national emergency in order to fund the border wall and hinted yesterday that Tuesday might be the day.
Fox's Jillian Turner. This is Fox News.
The Mule Skinner Boot Shop in beautiful downtown Chelsea is Michigan's finest traditional Western wear store. The Mule Skinner features boots from Lucchese, Nocona, Tony Lama, and Justin in both leather and exotic skins. Women's boots, too. And check out the complete selection of Western hats from Resistall and Stetson with in-store custom creasing available from the Mule himself. Plus, a complete line of Western accessories. Also available at the Mule Skinner is a complete selection of all your concealment needs, including holsters, belts, and custom concealment vests designed by the Mule Skinner. Custom model specific Pacific holders are also available. So for the finest in traditional Western boots and hats, check out the Mule Skinner Boot Shop. Get the perfect fit on your new boots. Get a custom crease on your new hat. Check out all your concealment requirements and custom holsters. Come to Bill Kahn's Mule Skinner Boot Shop, Michigan's finest traditional Western store since 1973.
Now featuring a complete selection of concealment requirements in beautiful downtown Chelsea, right next door to Wines on Main. Western hospitality to you, Mule Skinner style.
Your bridge to recovery and wellness is Wellbridge. Wellbridge is redefining the rehabilitation and nursing care experience with the most amazing care facilities you've ever seen. All Wellbridge locations offer a resort-like atmosphere, and their driving goal is to provide each guest with an epic experience. Here's former patient Evelyn Danielson from Brighton.
It was excellent. It wasn't only just the physical part of it, doing your exercises with them. It was the RNs, even down to the kitchen people that came in and said, "What can we fix you? What do you like? We'll try to do it for you." And everything with a smile, I couldn't get over. I would heartily recommend Wellbridge.
For rehabilitation and nursing care, ask for something epic. Ask for Wellbridge. In Brighton, Fenton, Novi, and Pinckney, now looking for talented nurses and certified nurse assistants to join their growing team, Wellbridge invites everyone to learn more about them at thewellbridgegroup.com. Wellbridge, your bridge to recovery and wellness starts here.
And welcome back to The Drift in studio with Ipsy Ed Bondarenka.
Hey.
So we've got 7th District Michigan Congressman Tim Wahlberg calling in. It's the beginning of the month. And Tim, welcome to the show.
Hey, Tim.
Well, good to be with you. Another month.
We're already 1 month down in 2019, and we're moving on. So lots of crazy things are going on. Tim, are you home or are you in the swamp?
I'm home. I'm home in the springtime of this last week. So
exactly. So how's it working? You've got a month under your belt now with the Dems in control and Nancy Pelosi as Speaker of the House. How's it working in D.C. right now?
Well, it's no fun. But the electorate voted, and they're going to have a chance to see now whether Nancy Pelosi, as Speaker of the House, does a better job than Republicans in majority last year, when we're still seeing the impact of the tax cuts, we're seeing the impact of the regulatory reform, the policies that were put in place, the president signed, that was led by the House, are still having an economy that's going gangbusters, and all of that is good for our people. But what we're hearing from Nancy Pelosi and people that really want to run their conference right now, like Ocasio-Cortez and Omar and Tlaib and others like that from Michigan, doesn't bode well if they were able to get their policy through. But thank God we have a Senate at least time that is well practiced at holding things up, and I hope this term they'll hold a lot up that could come from the House.
Well, Tim, you know, well, for one, they just drove Schultz into the walk away movement. You know, the cast of characters you just mentioned. But you see Nancy off camera, right?
I do.
Do they walk her to and from the podium?
No, they don't.
Oh, I was just wondering, because I was watching some clips of her, and it just looked like she was kind of incoherent.
Yeah. Here's my first question, Tim. She asked, or her and Schumer asked, open the government and we'll negotiate on the wall. And to this point now, it's been a week, we got two more left. Has there been any movement for them to say, we'll talk about a barrier of some sort? Any funding at all?
You hit the crucial point that we ought to be talking about more in the media, and especially the national media, talking about the fact that she decried that President Trump was pushing forward things. He had shut the government down, and as you know, the president said he would take the blame for that shutdown. I don't think he should have, because no bill ever came from the House or Senate that made it to his desk for him to veto and shut things down. So it was still a Pelosi Schumer shutdown. But nonetheless, he gave him a chance, and I think in a very adult way said, okay, I'm giving you nothing except 3 weeks. I'm not giving you DACA. I'm not giving you more border agents. I'm not giving you more electronics. I'm not even giving a wall. I'm just saying you have 3 weeks as a Congress to do the job that you constitutionally are authorized and directed to do, and to get together and come up with a solution, bring it before me, and we'll see if it works.
Is it a coincidence? Well, oh, I'm sorry.
Well, what we've seen so far is exactly what you intimated at, that this was given to Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer, and Nancy Pelosi has been the one out front saying, we're still not giving $1 to a wall. And if you have a negotiating team that's been set aside by both the House and Senate leadership, Republicans and Democrats, coming from the Appropriations Committee of both houses, they have been given a responsibility within the 3 weeks to come up with a solution that the House and Senate can vote on and send to the president. And as of this week, the mantra still coming from Nancy Pelosi is saying, we will not negotiate on a wall. Well, how can you have a conference committee made up of good people on both sides, intent on coming to a solution? And I know I say that because I hear these people talking behind closed doors. They don't want another shutdown. They don't want this border insecurity still in place. They believe that there are barriers that will help, and they're not totally opposed to barriers of any kind. And yet Nancy Pelosi is saying no. So I think what's going to have to happen is that the members of this select committee, this conference committee, are going to have to decide amongst themselves, we're going to put a plan together that we believe that both House and Senate can pass, and the president arguably could sign. It would give him basically what he wants in border security with barriers, walls, where they fit, and then all of the rest of the stuff that he's offered and that the Democrats have said they want as well, and that's electronic surveillance equipment enhanced, that more border control of border patrol agents, more lodging for asylum seekers, more electronic stuff at the borders, at the gateway points, all of that, including, because the president has already said, I'll even give you 3 years of DACA to move forward on that. And that would go into the next president's time, whether it's him or somebody else. So if you don't like it, you have 3 years to negotiate towards something better. And I think that's what the pattern ought to be of this select conference committee, to do exactly what was offered there, so in such a way that the president does have conceivable opportunity to say, okay, it's not exactly everything I want, but it's certainly better than what we are talking about. It does give me border barriers. It gives me walls in appropriate places where they'll work, and let's get on with it. So we'll see what happens. I'm hoping that because it's not Nancy sitting in the room, that maybe some of these people will rebel to a point and say, no, we've been given the responsibility. We're going to bring back a deal.
Are we going to get rid of landfall asylum? Because if we have a wall and the wall is within 10 feet of the border and they cross the border and now they're standing at the wall and a drone catches them at the wall, now the Democrats have got exactly what they want. This person has a witness that they made it onto American soil and they can cry asylum to that drone.
Yeah, well, that is, again, the reason why we saw the president say we want to move forward something that a lot of us have been talking about for some time, and that you apply for asylum back in your home country at an American establishment there, an embassy, or some type of facility where they can go and they can put in their papers for asylum. And we can adjudicate them right where they're at. They don't have to make that long journey.
Well, we couldn't do that in Cuba. You know, that's a whole different case. We couldn't do that in Cuba. So we gave them landfall from Cuba because they had to make that 90-mile swim, you know? But
yeah, well,
Mexico's a whole different story.
If you have a wall, they've got to get to the other side of that wall.
Right.
And that's what President Trump understands, that the wall only gives us the opportunity to stop illegal incursions into our country. It doesn't stop people still coming and wanting to get asylum, but they're going to have to go through a legal boundary, or it's going to be an awful lot harder for them to get around or over or under a wall. And that's where our drone equipment comes in handy, of seeing people who are trying to circumvent the wall and be able to catch them and not worry about those hundreds of miles that the wall or the barrier, the fence will protect. And that's the rationality of all of this. That's why it works in Israel. That's why it works any place where there is a wall that says this is the border. You can stay on the opposite side of it, but once you try to cross, not going through the legal route, you are an illegal.
Yeah. So somebody asked you this, Tim. You've got the Border Patrol Union and the Border Patrol polls all showing that 97% of our men and women who work the border are asking for a barrier, be it a wall, right, the slatted fence, the concrete, the razor wire, whatever. They're asking for it. Do we have Border Patrol agents themselves showing up in front of this committee and testifying? Because I think it doesn't get any simpler than that. Here's a guy or gal that works that border every day saying, listen, I've got 100 people trying to cross. There's only me and a partner, two of us. You can't stop and control 100 people if there's no barrier to slow them down.
Right, and we've had those personnel in front of committees. Now, whether or not the new committees that have just been established by the Democrats will have these same people across, I don't know.
Expert testimony.
But these people have been across, and when I hear Democrats say, hey, we have to have evidence, we have to have solid factual evidence that this will be workable. Well, we have that already. We have the people that are working the wall, and they're saying, we need this. We don't need it every single inch of the border, and we're not asking for that, neither is the president. But we're saying where it will work and where it is the best form of protection against illegal incursion into our country. That's what we want. Yeah, we want more Border Patrol agents. Of course they do. They want more and upgraded electronic surveillance. And the president has offered that, things that will catch, you know, like last week, even more efficiently, a record shipment of fentanyl coming across that had the potential of killing thousands of our citizens if it got across up here into Ann Arbor or Monroe or Jackson. And that's where it's coming. And when people say that stuff isn't coming around the wall, it's coming through the gateways. No, it's not. Not all of it. That's the only stuff we catch, like what we caught last week.
Yeah.
The other stuff that can be coming in other directions around any type of barrier is what we're not catching until we stand in front of a casket like I did a few weeks back of a young man that didn't make it.
Yeah.
And, I mean, that's the stuff that American people have to think common sense and say, you know, if we caught everything at the border, we wouldn't have everything getting through.
Yeah.
So where's the stuff coming from? And when Kevin McCarthy read last week in his speech before a vote the names of 50 individuals in California alone, law enforcement agents and others that had lost their lives to illegal criminal aliens, with the names of these people, I mean, that ought to get our attention, that this isn't a ruse. This is a border insecurity problem. And this president is the first president attempting to do something in a strong way and not backing down.
Yeah. Tim, what happens to El Chapo's frozen assets?
I don't know.
Because
I don't know.
You've heard, you know, people say, let the Mexican build the wall. You know, let him
Ted
pay
Cruz
for it.
Put some, he started something. I don't know if it made it anywhere, but he was talking about passing a or proposing a bill that would use El Chapo's assets to build the wall.
And then the Mexican would pay for it.
But it wouldn't make it through the House anyways.
Well, it might not, but that would be a tough one. That'd be a tough one for them to, if that was doable and we could get the hands on it and can control it. There is no specific law that we have in place that would violate if we did that. If that was the case, then
Well, I'm thinking in terms of...
We know that El Chapo has millions of dollars of assets, and then if you think of the other cartel officials, let's catch as many others as we can, and we'll have millions, but I don't know. I can't answer that.
Okay, we have so many civil forfeiture laws where a local police department, you know, confiscates $1,000 in a kid's trunk, says that was a drug deal, and they keep it, or they keep the car, and then they use the car. They don't have to go to court to use these assets. I would think that this would not have to go through Congress. This is just seized forfeited funds that our federal law enforcement, the DOJ, could use to build a wall. Give it to the Military Corps of Engineers and be done with it.
Yeah, and if that's a capability, that'd be one thing. If not, I stand on civil asset forfeiture, and I have my bill in.
Oh, I don't like it either, but this wouldn't hurt my feelings this way.
No, not at all.
So, Tim, let's change gears real quick, because I heard Dick on his program here. He wanted to know if you had an update on the background check bill.
Well, it's been introduced, and it will certainly have a hearing, and it will probably have a vote. And it could pass the House, though I don't think it's a foregone conclusion, because there'll be Democrats that talk about it. But when push comes to shove, and they know the constituents back there, Democrats and Republicans, I was at a muskrat dinner last night, about 300 men in the room there, and I would guess that the majority of those, whether they were Democrat or Republican, would still stand very strong on our Second Amendment and any incursion into that, and also understand common sense that what they're talking about in these universal background checks will not stop any of the illegal use of guns and the heinous mass shootings that we've had in recent years. It just won't do it. They know that you go to a gun show and a gun dealer there selling a gun has to perform a background check like anyone else in anyone in your local stores or at Cabela's. All of this is a ruse again to go after our Second Amendment liberties. And I think when push comes to shove, even in the House, it will not be an easy lift, if even possible, to get that bill voted successfully out of the House and sent to the Senate. We do know that in the Senate, we still have the ability to stop that from even having a hearing using a cloture requirement.
Okay. Well, we've got the State of the Union coming up Tuesday night. Mm-hmm. You'll be back in D.C., I assume.
I will be.
Have you heard anything? Do you expect that to be a barn burner, or has everything been kind of really tight on what the president's going to say on State of the
Union?
Well,
yeah, it's been pretty tight so far. It won't be probably till Tuesday morning that I start getting some information on it in my office. But I expect it to be a barn burner in the sense that it's going to be highly watched, because people on both sides want to hear this president, who was denied the opportunity to give it when it was originally planned by the speaker, until the shutdown was finished. The shutdown is finished, and now the opportunity is there. What's he going to say? What's he going to say about this border security issue? And you know that's going to be a big deal that he's going to talk about. What's he going to say about what's going on in Syria? What's he going to say about most recent backing away from the INF with Russia, a country that's not been living by it for quite some time, since at least 2006 or seven, and no one's done anything about it until this president. And so there's going to be a lot of interest in seeing what he's going to say, and will he carry on a very firm tone, but decent? Will he zing Democrat leadership a little bit about the shutdown? And I expect he will, but I tend to believe that he's going to pretty much carry himself off like he did last week when he announced that he was going to give the House and Senate 3 weeks. I think he was very respectful of the process, though very straightforward about why it was being done the way it was. So I'm expecting that. He'll certainly touch on some areas of cyber security. And we have a guest that we're bringing who is really making a name in Michigan on the issue of cyber bullying, trying to attack that. And so we're glad to have her with us. But there'll be a lot of issues that we'll talk about, and I expect the Democrats to be sitting on their hands quite often during his speech.
Okay, so speaking of the Democrats, we hear my new congressman, since I moved, you're not my congressman anymore. I miss you. But I moved into Livingston County, and Mike Bishop was my congressman. Now we have a Democrat, Alyssa Slotkin. And I've heard her a number of times on Gruber's show, and she's actually not as bad as I expected her to be. Are you finding her a little more reasonable to work with? Is she not cut from the same Nancy Pelosi, Ocasio-Cortez cloth?
No, she certainly isn't that. And Alyssa and I have had good relations thus far. I think she understands that I would rather have Mike Bishop there. That's expected. And she'd probably rather have a Democrat in my seat. But we are working together where we can. She gave a good vote last week, went against the Democrats on the vote relative to this shutdown issue. More importantly, it was a pay raise for federal employees, and we're not opposed to federal employees that are doing their job at the appropriate time having their raises, but this was based upon the fact that we gave the military, the first time in 8 years, a pay raise, and it was the largest that we've given. Finally got that, and it was 2.6%. So they were trying to say the federal employees ought to have the same 2.6% pay raise automatically, even though they get step increases all the time, and their average income is significantly more than the rank and file military. So, and they're not necessarily putting their lives on the line in front of Al Qaeda or ISIS, you name it. So we put up an amendment. It's called a motion to recommit that would have taken the bill back to reconsideration, but it also put an amendment on saying that any federal employee that was under suspension or research on sexual discrimination, misconduct, etc., would not receive this pay increase. Well, that's a common sense thing. You shouldn't be giving people rewards for committing sexual misconduct on the job as a federal employee. And ultimately, we had 16 Democrats that voted with us, 16 or 17, and one of those was Alyssa Slotkin. I think she saw the wisdom of saying, yeah, that makes common sense. I'm not going to stick with Nancy on this. I'm going to vote with the Republicans. Had we had 21 Democrats, we'd have passed that. We're getting closer. I think that shows that there is a break coming within the Democrat conference on a number of issues, including on this shutdown issue and border security. So I have reasonable hope that we're going to get something done, that unless Nancy just totally blocks it, that we'll get something to the president that he most likely could sign.
Okay, that's great. Well, if you see Alyssa next, tell her she's welcome to come on this show. I'll give her a fair shake. I think you know that. So I'd love to get her her take on things as well. Close to my heart, I ask you, I think, probably every other time you're on the show, I put up an article on the Daily Drift this last week about Iran, Russia, China, North Korea, all looking to build what we call EMP bombs, nuclear bombs, which are designed just to knock out our electrical infrastructure. And I know you've had many bills under Speaker Ryan talking about getting the infrastructure in place to protect our electrical grid. is there any way we can do just a simple, let's just protect the grid. Forget everything else. Don't tie it to anything else. Why can't we get our electrical grid safe and secure?
Well, I'm not certain, and I say it in two ways. I'm not certain that we don't have something that the military especially has already undertaken to deal with that.
But that would not also, be for civilian production.
We also know that the private sector, in working with the military on these issues, and some of that is just about as top secret as you might expect it would need to be. So we're not telegraphing to our enemies what we do have. I believe because of Trent Franks a few years back starting this, Trent from Arizona, who's no longer in Congress, but he started that. That was a key issue of his concern. He sat on the appropriate committee, Armed Services, in the House, and had significant contact with the military. I would think, and that we're not going to be caught by surprise on this, either what the other countries and the actors are doing, as well as our preparations for it. But it is certainly something to keep pushing on.
Okay. And my last question, Ed, unless you've got something, budgets. We keep staring at debt, even though Republicans had control for the last 2 years. Our
Navy
spending went crazy. Was it military spending that drove our debt over the last two?
Yeah, that was a big bunch of money that went into the continued debt. But the biggest thing we have problem with is the continuing interest rates on the debt already accruing. And as you know, in your own household budgets or business budgets, when you have interest, it expands. The beauty of compounding interest is wonderful when it's going the right direction, but when it's going to more debt, it's a terrible thing.
I have an
and
idea.
That's what we have.
Yeah. Let's use the money that we'd spend on Medicare for everybody to pay off the debt instead. Have you guys considered that?
Well, let's do the one better thing. Let's not make sure that we don't get Medicare for all.
Oh, okay.
Exactly.
That's $32 trillion. And the more they talk about it, the more opportunity it'll be for the American people to say, "This is nuts."
Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
But I appreciate the continued push on the debt, and that's why we continued to hold a line on the discretionary spending since 2011 when we had the majority.
Yeah.
But to get at that mandatory spending, we got to get past the Senate's filibuster, and I mean keep. The senators, Republicans and Democrats, feet to the fire on this, that whole issue of the filibuster, the cloture requirement. If we could at least take that away for appropriations bills, that you cannot use a cloture filibuster to stop that going forward.
Okay.
That would be help.
Yeah. All right. Well, Tim, thank you so much. As always, we appreciate it, and we'll see you next month.
Look forward to it.
Take care.
And bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right, so folks, until next week, go to thedailydrift.com, go to currentonline.com, and think about advertising in The Current to keep us afloat.
Yeah.
All right, see you next week.